right, all right. Race one in the books. This is Grid Gossip. My name is Dell, here with Julie, and we are ready to discuss the first race of the year. It was a good one. You watched it, not real time, so I had to keep a lid on it. But
yeah, but you didn't keep a lid on it.
I did.
You texted me. Holy
I said, smoke. Holy moly.
Yeah, but that is just as much of a spoiler as like texting me the results.
It's a hint that it wasn't
like,
a boring
holy
race.
Holy shit, something happened. But then I have the natural, like all I want to do is go look it up. So then I look it up.
Yeah, I like to torture you a little bit, especially when you don't watch it real time.
I cannot wait to torture you when you can't watch the next one real time.
Yeah, there will be a few of those too, because we got Carter's baseball schedule and he's got game Saturday, practice Sunday, and practice Monday. And like, depending on the race location, I could miss a few. So I'm sure you'll get me back. How was your week though? We'll get to the race action soon.
I mean, week was delightful. It was nice to have race weekend back, although it feels like we barely had a break. So it was exciting to have an activity again on Saturday and Sunday mornings, but pretty productive weekend otherwise.
Yeah, very good. The weather got good here, so I've been pulling the road bike out, getting some mileage in, which is nice.
You ignored me all weekend.
Yeah, you took it super personally. Like, so I've got the road bike, I'm riding that. You know, I've got a kid that's got sports practice, you know.
I thought you were mad at me for not posting on Instagram.
I wasn't mad. I mean, I know it's a lot of work. I wasn't even disappointed. I was just like, it is what it is. So
that's why I thought you weren't answering me.
No, I mean, the one where you said, like, are you alive? I think that was right before the race.
All you
right?
did was thumbs up it. I was like, okay, well, that's passive aggressive.
No, it's just confirming. I was walking into the bar before the race. So I was just confirming I'm alive. I can tell you one thing. And I don't obviously know the data, but we know F1's getting more popular in the States. But in part of it was probably COVID, right? But I went to that bar several times during last season. And I could usually get there, you know, 30 minutes before the race, get a seat easy. I walked in, there were no seats available. And this bar is big. It was packed out. Now, granted, the race was a little bit later.
The latest season of Drive to Survive, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it was a later race. Eastern Standard, 11 o'clock, so you know people are up on a Sunday, they're at it, but it was packed, so I had to squeeze in at the end of the bar, but it worked out. But yeah, it was shoulder to shoulder, which was exciting. Pretty sure I got COVID because it was so packed and it's such a small space, but we'll see how that plays out over the next few days.
COVID doesn't exist anymore.
I've heard that. I've yet to get it, so knock on wood. So I'm feeling good though, but, week was good. Week was low key. I was pretty excited. It's exciting to get it, to have something to get excited about with race weeks coming back. I miss that feeling.
Yeah. In the start of a new season. I don't know if you did see my Instagram posts this weekend.
I did.
Though.
Oh, I see them.
Do you think I actually purchased the Ferrari jacket?
I actually think you did, and it was really based on the text message you sent me, I guess it was yesterday, and I got to read it. It was such a, like, this is probably every, like, diehard F1 fans issue with new American fans is they just bandwagon jump. So
I'm not bandwagoning. Listen. Brian's laughing at me.
Yeah, listen. He knows.
Last year, we talked about who our teams were. And I said, I'm having a hard time with Ferrari because they're not doing well. And I just don't know. I feel like I can't fully commit to them as a team. And now I feel like no matter what happens the rest of the season, I can fully commit to them.
Well, then you should buy the jacket. Or if you haven't, you definitely should. I mean, let's be honest. You were kind of playing like the Max and like McLaren.
And I love Max. Love Max.
Yeah,
love
but you kind of came down on Ferrari towards the end of last year a little bit, and then they go 1-2, and all of a sudden you're right back on their nuts. So it's totally fitting, and I'm okay with it. But you got to own that, though. You got to own that, and you should buy the jacket because you know the rule in jackets. Like, if you go jacket, then that's your team at least for the next 24 months.
Yes.
No matter what happens.
Yep.
Speaking of Ferrari,
Max Stappen's tail because he's number one now and not number
33. Yeah, but he may have to go back to 33 next year, so we'll see. Speaking of your boys at Ferrari, we're going to talk a lot about them today for obvious reasons. It sounds like they're close to locking up an extension with your Spanish lover, which is exciting. So that team, pairing will stay in place.
They definitely should.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I guess he signed a 2-year. I thought he signed a 3-year originally. So they need to get that done soon.
As
obviously.
He says, it's not easy for everyone to pull off that red. So
especially that deep red, which I'm really feeling, really feeling. So it sounds like Leclerc and Sainz will be teammates for years to come, which is a good pairing. I'll get into it now because you know where I stand with Sainz. I'm okay on him, although I started off real salty. But he did it again after this race, you know, where he was like super down coming in second. Like, stop it. It's your best result ever, you know. So we'll talk about that. But even what's his name that did the interviews, like, oh, you're being really tough on yourself. Like, dude, just enjoy it.
I didn't see the interviews. My recording cut off.
Oh, OK. Yeah, he, you know, he kind of played it off like, you know, I didn't perform. I don't have grips of the car quite yet. And it's just like, just how about you enjoy it?
I feel like it's like getting lost in translation for him. Like, I feel like he's trying to be modest or something, but it's just like not translating like that.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. But at least smile. I mean, Lewis went up there with third and he was celebrating like he just won his eighth championship. And like, you know, I mean.
Do you think he would have been as happy as he was if it was Max in first or second and he got third?
Nope, because even on his radio, and he said in the interview too, you know, he was taking shots at them super passive aggressively with like, yeah, man, that's why reliability is super important, you know. Like, and then he said in the post interview, he referred to, you know, Leclerc and Sainz by name, and, you know, good to see Ferrari back. You know, we're excited about 3-4. And then, you know, bummer what happened to the other guys. You know, he didn't even use them by name, doesn't even use the team name. It's so funny. So I think he was excited yeah, it is petty. At the same time, it's a little bit of karma though, right? FIA comes out with the results, their little thing. They just said they got it wrong. You know, Masi got it wrong. And so it felt like a little bit of a karma, but yeah, I'm sure he was definitely feeling that. And it's a huge, I mean, I still think they're focused on Red Bull. Red Bull. They're not focused on Ferrari. You know, Ferrari's got to prove that they can do this all year. You know, Max and Sergio will be there. So for them to come out of the first week up, I think, 30 points? I think it's 27 points in the constructors on Red Bull. I mean, that's huge. So, but yeah, petty as shit. And I love it. That's my boy. So do you want to jump into it and then save off grid for the end? Or do you want to start with some off grid action?
Yeah, although my off grid is like kind of related to the race stuff. Just like commentary that's not race specific, so we can weave it in.
Okay, cool. So I actually watched, not that I want to talk about it a bunch, but I actually watched free practice 2 and 3 because I was just really curious.
You're
on
dedicated to F1 this weekend. That's why you were ignoring me.
I was focused. I was also trying to figure out, like, is Mercedes really sandbagging? I was hoping they're going to pull something out of the bag. And it didn't really seem like they had much. And then on like the last like 15 minutes of FP3, Lewis puts a lap together that's like, you know, 100th down from Max. And you're like, oh my God, here we go. And then, you know, Ferrari and the Red Bulls put laps together that were, you know, 3-4 tenths better. And it's like, okay. Yeah. So they're really having package issues. That sounds really funny when I say it that way. You know, it was good to see them get a result. Qualifying. You knew this race was going to be interesting, or at least the beginning of the season was going to be interesting based on the results of qualifying. Obviously, Leclerc took pole, which was cool. Max was right behind with the 2 spot on the front row.
And what year did he take pole but then not finish the race? He like got out the first lap.
I think it was 2020.
Yeah. So that was probably a little bit of deja vu for him, at least for qualifying. I'm sure he was holding his butt cheeks together as he got through that first lap of the race.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that first lap, we'll talk about it, was good. So you had Sainz third, Sergio 4, Hamilton 5th. So that made it very clear that Mercedes was not sandbagging. And then his old buddy Bottas on the third row with him in six. And notable mention, K-Mag out of the Haas pulls a clean seven spot.
Yes, and Shoemaker did well.
Yeah, yeah, he did. I didn't write down the top 10.
I can't remember if he finished 12th or qualified 12th.
I think he qualified 13th and he finished one above that. And I actually think he would end up in the points if your French buddy didn't spin him out early in the race. And we'll talk about that briefly. So that was your qualifying. Anything out of qualifying that really stuck out to you? I mean, the K-Mag thing for me was awesome to see, as well as Bottas too. Because, I mean, Alfa Romeo didn't get a lot of laps in during the preseason. So you really weren't sure what they had until qualifying. He pulled out a great lap.
I have a few thoughts. They're not necessarily related to qualifying, like the actual qualifying, but okay, a few thoughts. I loved the neon green of Lewis's car and helmet, but I thought it was so strange that was just his car and not George's. It's very loud.
So I think they refer to that color as yellow, technically.
Okay. It's like a lime green.
It's an exotic, very like loud yellowish green, whatever you want to call it. So if you look at each team,
right,
one
they
car,
have the purple or the yellow.
Each team has a yellow, and typically, historically, usually the number two driver or the less senior driver will take the yellow.
Well, they actually refer to it though as the team lead driver.
Right, but the team lead usually does not take the yellow.
Yeah, but they normally don't change the color of the car. Like, the car doesn't look different, just the light.
Right, but we're talking about Lewis Hamilton, who's like the master of fashion here, right? I mean, the car looks slick as shit with the yellow.
It does, but like, just feels like a little...
I don't know why he did it. I just think it looks sharp with the yellow.
It does look good, but then like, poor George.
What do you mean, poor George? He gets to rock.
Stupid in comparison.
Well, see, here's the thing, and I actually don't know. Like, did he choose? What's he have? Like the purple, bluish, whatever color his number is. Can he choose it? Can he choose to have a different
color?
That's
what I think. Like, I don't think like we've never seen such a bold difference in the paint colors of two cars. Like they are always painted exactly the same. This is the first time I've ever seen a car with a different, such a note, maybe it's so subtle we don't notice it typically, but that is like extremely obvious.
Yeah. I mean, last year, for example, I think Lewis had like when they had the view of the halo on board, I think, you know, he had like the blue and Bottas had like the teal or whatever. And it was very subtle to your point. Yeah. This year it's super loud. I like it though. I think that, looks awesome. Yeah. And he's got the yellow helmet to match. So
it looks really good. So that was the one thing I noticed. The second thing was just about all the cars and like this is my attempt of describing the wheel covers.
Yeah.
Those just look crazy.
Yeah. I don't like them. I don't like them. I know they serve a purpose aero-wise, but I don't love those.
That was strange. And then the last realization I had was about, so Aston Martin was the one with the pink.
No, Alpine.
Alpine was.
Yeah.
But that's not the original Pink's team, because Pink's used to be Aston Martin, which used to be Race India.
Yeah,
so
it's not.
So the BNT sponsor switched teams.
They switched teams, exactly. Yeah.
So that, when I put that together, which was really difficult to think about because all of the different team names.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait, that's a different pink team. Because I was like, I don't ever remember Esteban Ocon on the Pink's team, but he wasn't ever on a different team.
Yeah.
So that was also.
Sponsor change.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the sponsor is, but it's pretty cool that they switched to another team and they still like influence the pink. I think that's pretty neat. Yeah. They must pay quite a bit.
Yeah. So those are just my general observations about the cute cars.
So that's what you had in qualifying. Race was, I was nervous for the start of the race because I don't know about you. Like, I don't know how you, I think we all view Max the same way, which is he's an aggressive driver. Like, he's, you know, he's going to stick his nose in there and put his elbows out. But I also feel the same way about Leclerc. He just hasn't had the opportunity to do it as much. Like, you remember him and Vettel? Like, he didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I was actually pretty nervous. I was not nervous. I guess I was just really excited to see if they might make contact.
But they're like friends. So I feel like they have like friendly competition versus like Leclerc and Sebastian, who like didn't like each other. And then, you know, Verstappen and Hamilton, like Leclerc and Max are friends. So I feel like it's like a little more friendly.
Yeah, and it's also the first race of the season, so there's no reason to, you know.
I also feel like those cars like will not turn. Like, they,
well, the tires are so cold. Like, we've talked about the temperature of the blankets; they're not as hot this year.
Yes, but like the announcers kept talking about how the cars were just so heavy now, and like you saw them trying to turn the car sometimes, and it was like, is it going to turn? Will the car turn? Oh, and the other thing. Right before the race started, for the first time ever, we got a shot of the announcers in their little room, Crofty and what's his face, talking. I've never seen them in their little room. Yeah. Maybe they've been elsewhere, but I was like, whoa, that's a new view. Oh, and all the graphics are very pretty. I'm into them.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was
the
definitely
branding
better.
Got an update.
Yeah, it was definitely better. So yeah, we get the start of the race. Leclerc into turn one clean, and the race was off and running, which was good to see. I sometimes seeing crashes in turn one is cool, but like not to start the season, you know. So Leclerc into turn one as the leader, and he led really the whole race. You know, we'll talk about when Max passed him briefly. The big news out of the start of the race was Bottas starting in sixth. Dropped six places in the first half a lap. I mean, it's like he just forgot to press the gas. I don't think he got it out of dropped a clutch. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened, but that's a pretty standard start for Bottas. I feel like last year he just had terrible start after terrible start. So I wasn't surprised, I guess, but it was a bummer to see. And then K Mag jumped up from seventh to fifth within the first, I think, four turns. So it was a good start for him. And then I believe it was the first lap too. That's when we had Ocon, bump into Schumacher and spin him out. And, he got a 5 second penalty for that. And then, you know, Schumacher had a good race, but that definitely ruined the possibility of getting the points for him,
mm-hmm.
which was a bummer. So
potential there for him this year though.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you saw what K-Mag did with it and obviously, you know, it seems like they're going to get along quite a bit easier. So I'd be pretty excited if I was him.
Yep.
For sure. So yeah, that was the start of your race. And in that pretty much that order held for a good, you know, 14, 15 laps. And it wasn't until lap 17 that Max used DRS down the main straight to pass Leclerc into turn one. And he did it back to back laps. And Leclerc returned the favor by passing him at turn four in both laps. And, it seemed like from that point on, there was a lot. I couldn't really hear because of the bar, but it seemed like there was a lot of radio messages going into Max at about that point throughout the rest of the race about like the brake temperature, and things like that. So, you know, you kind of got the gist that maybe the Red Bull wasn't completely.
Yeah, I mean, I knew at that point that he wasn't going to win. But the other thing that happened early on was Perez and Hamilton had a little battle, which is always fun to see. I love watching Perez do that because he like doesn't like giving up. So he's just, but is super, he's not like aggressive with it. Like it's so,
he
smooth.
Keeps it clean.
Yeah. So I love watching him do that stuff.
The other interesting thing about this race, and again, it sounds like all the teams were having trouble getting the tires up to temperature and there was a lot of, you know, a lot of deg was a lot of pit stops. I mean,
yeah, it was a Hamilton, double pitter.
Yeah. Hamilton used every tire compound in this race, which is very unusual. He went to a hard on his first and you saw how he dealt with turn one. I mean, the car didn't even, there was no grip. Right. The car almost slid off the track, but you had several everyone did a two-stop with several teams doing a three-stop, which was pretty interesting.
Yeah. I think Leclerc and Sainz started on old tires and Max started on new. And there was one point in the radio where I guess, you know, Charles's engineers were like pumping him up and he was like, whoa, whoa, like calm down. Like Verstappen's on new tires. So he's going to like improve over time. Like he was like telling his own race engineers to like simmer a bit.
He's very, he was very aware of the situation. Level-headed
and just so dreamy.
Yeah. I mean, it was an impressive drive. I mean, it was solid. If this whole year goes by with Pirelli's having higher deg than usual and that leads to more pit stops, I'm okay with that. I actually...
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more boring than a one pit stop race and, you know...
Not being able to switch it up at all.
Yeah.
Because some people can try to do one and that's when more drama happens. But the other thing that happened in the race is like McLaren got nowhere.
I think that might be a bigger story than the Ferrari, which is a great story. They were so bad.
So bad. I mean, that was terrible.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was Norris or Ricciardo. I can't remember which one, but.
Daniel got 20th and Lando got 18th.
Yeah, I think Ricciardo got lapped in the first 20 laps or something like that. It was crazy how bad that car is. That's going to be really interesting.
Way too much money for that. Those sponsors?
Yeah, I mean, it's really bad. And I mean, it's not even close. So that's going to be interesting for a lot of reasons, too. One, can they get the car competitive like at any time in the first half of the year? And two, I mean, if the car is that bad, you assume Ricciardo and Norris are going to have really bad years. You tell me. Let's just say the car is that bad and like these guys are fighting for maybe a point every week, like they're just nowhere near the top. Are you thinking going into 2023 that Ricciardo still got it, or does he start to lose his grips with his seat potentially towards the end of that contract?
I think his seat gets a little bit, I think he's getting frustrated himself. Yeah, I mean, he's not their shining star.
It's tough to think about F1 without Ricciardo. They'll come a point where that will be the case. But here's the thing. He didn't have to leave Renault, which is now Alpine. He could have stayed. You know, he would have been a more competitive car this year for sure. And last year, Alpine was pretty good. I mean, they weren't as good as McLaren, but I think they came in fifth maybe or sixth. I mean, yeah. McLaren got fourth as constructor. So, you know, he's bounced around a lot, and I feel like he's missed out on opportunities to really be in a great car. I mean, he left Red Bull too, I believe. You know what I mean? So
he's got a Red Bull.
Was he though, officially? Renault picked him off.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah. He's got commitment issues.
Heidi was on the track, so maybe she's bad luck.
Oh, was she there? I didn't even see that. She was there. So yeah, so the race was, it was pretty clean, and then you had it looked like it was just gonna end that way because there wasn't a lot of passing up front going on. The splits were, you know, relatively consistent. Leclerc kept a three and a half second lead on Max pretty much the whole race. And then out of nowhere, you had a engine failure from Gasly, and his car caught fire at the exact same place that Grosjean crashed. Was that a year ago? A couple years ago?
Years ago.
Yeah, which was really weird. And he had to jump out of the car, and they had to extinguish the car, which brought out the safety car. And you know, of course, that makes things exciting because all the cars get packed back in. At that point, were you thinking Max was going to win this race, or you still didn't?
No,
have any
faith? Still was hesitant because of the radio. What mm-hmm. was happening over the radio?
Yep. And then he lost the power steering.
Yeah,
I think right before they broke off from the safety car again, which I can't. Have you ever had experience where your car's power steering like
no.
just stopped working? So I have once, and I was driving a much older car. It's very rare nowadays. I mean, it like doesn't move. Like you have to use all of your muscles to move that thing. So I don't know how he was able to move that. Obviously, it probably wasn't as difficult, but how he was able to keep it on the road and stay competitive without his power steering. But once that happened, you knew there was no chance.
Yeah. So he made it back in to the pits though.
So, well, the power steering wasn't the issue. So he lost his power steering or most of it. And then they had him and Sergio. It sounds like they had the same issue, which was their fuel regulator. Again, I'm not going to get super technical, but it's funny. They mentioned this. I don't know if you watched the beginning of the race, the pre-race, but they mentioned one of the big question marks was going to be how the cars performed, what the reliability was going to be towards the end of the races, because the fuel is more unstable based on the types of fuel they're using this year and the way the car's designed. So long story short, you've got a little bit of fuel in a big tank towards the end of the race because it's burned off, and it doesn't, I guess there's evaporation and it doesn't get sucked into like the fuel intake as well. And someone mentioned that and I was like, oh, that seems so technical. Like there's no way these guys haven't like made sure the car works in the last few laps. And then it happens to Red Bull. And I was reading just before we got on that Red Bull actually didn't do a full race simulation during preseason, right, meaning a full, because they had so many upgrades that they were testing.
Oh, a lot of teams didn't do a full simulation.
Well, I don't know how many teams didn't, but they said Red Bull was one of the teams that did not. Okay. And because they didn't, there's no way to know that the car fuel intake at the last two laps would stop working. You know what I mean? So I think that'll probably be a relatively quote unquote easy fix for them going into the next races. So I would be surprised to see that happen to both of those guys again, but that surely did hurt. And you had three of the four Honda powered, which is now Red Bull powered engines or power units for whatever reason, cars not finished, which is, go Yuki, who also scored points.
The race ended with Leclerc in first, Sainz in second, Hamilton, Russell, Mag, Bottas, Ocon, Yuki, Alonso, and Joe.
Yeah, which is also really cool.
Yeah, super cool for him. I guess that's obviously not how you pronounce his name, but he wants to be, I guess that's his Americanized or name, so it's like Guan Yu Zhou.
Yeah, Guan Yu Zhou. I guess like the Zhou.
No, so that's not how you pronounce it. He wants everyone to pronounce it like Joe, though.
Yeah, supposedly in China, I guess it sounds somewhat similar. I don't know, to be fair, that's what I read. Yeah, Joe
Crofty and them, they kind of pronounced it both ways, and I was like, thank God for this podcast that we're pronouncing it, that he wants to.
Thank God. He was like, just call me Joe. I was like, I could do Joe.
He's like, those Grid Gossip people are never going to get it right. My last snippet about the race, an off-grid gossip piece, was that, so I guess Leclerc played a joke on his engineers in the last lap and told them that his power unit was failing and he wasn't going to be able to finish. And so they all started to like panic, but he was just kind of joking with them, which I think is so funny.
I heard that. I haven't been able to find the radio. Like, why is that not on
the phone?
I haven't
either. I read it somewhere. But it definitely gave me a chuckle.
Yeah, that actually reminds me. I need to go back and buy the F1 TV so I can listen to the radios again. I didn't have it last year and I kind of really missed it. So I'm going to chalk up the $75 or whatever it is.
Nice.
Because that would be that alone, just hearing someone like do that. Yeah. So brutal. His race engineer too is so funny. Good job, P1. Good job.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be, I feel like they're all so intentional with their words that they're using. Like a lot of them say understood, not like okay. And I feel like they say like understood because like okay can be like interpreted like many different ways. Like, if you start to pay attention to what all the engineers say, it's always like these sounds like, why don't you just be like, sounds good, or like, roger that. But they say like understood, and like very serious, calm tones.
It's very formal. Yeah. Like affirm instead of confirm, like affirm, plan A, plan B. You have to, you know, the other thing too is you got to be careful because the other teams from their headquarters, they're listening to your radios and they're relaying that real time. So it's pretty funny. I think Italian Ferrari's race engineers, they're the funniest over the radio, though, because it seems like they say very little. Now, with Leclerc winning and Ferrari going 1-2, I bet we get a lot more Ferrari radio play.
I'm excited and I'm very pleased with the results, and I'm looking forward to see what happens this weekend in Saudi Arabia?
Question mark?
Arabian Nights? Yes.
Yeah, that's where they'll be. So for the record, because you really haven't confirmed or denied, did you buy the Ferrari rain jacket?
I don't know. No, okay. I didn't. But I was like, seriously, I was like, oh, they have my size.
Yeah, and I like that red. It's like a nice. It's like a blood red almost.
Carlos says, like, not everyone looks good in red, and I think I do.
We'll buy it. If you don't like it, just drop a return. At least try it on. True. Send some shots out to the gram.
Yeah. The other thing about the new kind of UI is the new camera angle where you're kind of like in the car, but on the right-hand side.
No, you're in their helmet. You're in their helmet. You could see on the far left, you could see their nose.
Oh.
It's in their helmet.
It's a crazy view, like, because they have that pole right in front of them.
The halo, yeah.
Yeah, the other thing that happened was Kevin Magnussen's, like, daughter and wife was there. I guess he wasn't dead last time.
Good for him. That was, I mean, if Haas is going to be, now granted, you know, he had two rebels that didn't finish. So technically speaking, had they, he would have had seventh, which is still a great result for Haas. Haas scored, I think, no points last year. Hmm. So.
Be excited.
Winning already. Yep. They got to figure it out too, because if Andretti gets a team, like, you don't want to be the second fiddle US team. So
no.
Good for them. It feels different with Ferrari being at the top of the charts. Like, it feels right. But I have to be careful because I don't want to, like, jump on the bandwagon, because I never really talk about Ferrari. Like, I think they're a great team. I like Ferrari. I'm Italian. So, like,
I mean, they're the best looking team on the grid.
No doubt about it. But I don't want to jump on the bandwagon like you have. Like, I want to be very careful.
I've always been on the bandwagon. The bandwagon left the station years ago.
You did, but then you kind of got off of it last year. Like, you never really talked about it was all McLaren.
I was just in the back of the bus. Now I'm front row, ready to go.
How timely. Yeah. Well, I do hope they keep it up, because I would love to be in Monza with Ferrari, like, leading constructors and winning lots of races. I think that would be just make the crowd ridiculous. So I'm looking forward to that. Haven't booked yet, but pretty sure that's going to happen.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys same time next week after the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix.